Trust to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear about a Cork City Centre business making changes to how they operate as part of their sustainability journey. The Old Oak Pub is on Oliver Plunkett Street. A significant proportion of its energy needs is being self-generated through almost 100 solar panels on its roof. Here's Ger Kiley.
We just decided that it was important from our point of view, many business point of view, to try and make a contribution to our society and make it better. We were aware of the issues, the climate change issues and the carbon issue, and we decided as a company that we would try and contribute as best we could.
Ger says they're seeing the benefits from making changes to how they operate, which also includes a move to LED lighting and cutting sound checks at peak times where possible.
We only do it when we can do it, but if it doesn't, it's not possible all the time, and some bands can't arrive in time. It depends on what time they come and where they're coming from, but we just do it when we can. We don't try and dictate or impose anything upon anyone. We just do what we can, when we can, as best we can.
The Old Oak's sustainability journey was one of a number highlighted at a recent event where the transformation needed in Cork City for it to become carbon neutral by 2030 was the focus of discussions. Ger Kiley says making small changes is something all businesses should consider.
Yes, everyone can do something, and there are an awful lot of things that can be done are really straightforward, really simple. They almost hit you in the face, but you don't see them unless you start looking at them. But we have found that we have been able to have a very positive impact to the extent we've made savings all the way along the line by taking very easy, very simple, very straightforward, easy steps.
Cork Business Association organised the event that took place last month with an aim to educate and engage CBA members and the wider business community to provide insights on how the journey towards climate neutrality will impact their businesses and how they can support this objective. Clara O'Neill is chair of the CBA's Cork City 2030 Committee.
It's really important to have a plan in place, and the City Council can put that plan in place, and I suppose it's really not, the City Council can only put that framework in place, but it's up to the business community, it's up to the transport authorities, and it's up to the individual people as well to make behavioural choices and changes to, in order for these plans to actually be implemented properly.
Cork City has been selected as part of the EU 100 Climate Neutral and Smart Cities mission to seek to achieve climate neutrality by 2030. Anne Doherty, Chief Executive of Cork City Council, spoke to us at the recent CBA event.
For our population to grow, we need to attract people to come and live in our city. So therefore, people will make choices based on the type of place, and sustainability is going to have to be at the heart of it.
Cork Business Association say they hope to plan practical workshops in the style of climate action clinics. The hope is that these sessions will feature experts in sustainability offering advice alongside businesses who are progressing on their sustainability journeys, sharing their experiences. In May, CBA will host a safe and clean breakfast featuring speakers to discuss safety and future initiatives in the city. Meanwhile, this week, the first ever climate action plan for Cork City was launched by Cork City Council. The UCC analysis of greenhouse gas emissions in the city, commissioned by the Climate Action Unit, showed that housing and transport are the biggest contributors to our carbon emissions and areas in which change is imperative. Cork City Council received submissions from residents, community groups and businesses, as well as regional and national bodies. Overall, they were positive, with respondents asking for an increase in ambition and pace on the proposed actions. The submissions prompted 10 new actions and 7 strengthened actions in the adopted climate action plan. Key positive climate actions Cork City Council are delivering include €190 million on Cork Docklands, which will create a new livable and walkable community in the city centre, €134 million on walking and cycling facilities, including the Marina Promenade upgrade and the implementation of the Marina Park Phase 2 project, and the allocation of €5.5 million to start the design and planning phase of the Northwest Regional Park. The process of drafting the plan began in 2023 with consultation with young people and children, community groups, businesses, public sector staff and councillors to find out what people in the city wanted to see in the Climate Action Plan. To learn more about the Climate Action Plan, you can visit corkcity.ie, and for more on CBA plans for workshops, you can visit corkbusiness.ie or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.